MP calls for independent review of district health services. Maldon's MP is calling for a full independent examination of the future of medical services in the Maldon district following what he called a flawed health consultation. He also spoke in the House of Commons asking for the Health Secretary to intervene over the possible closure of St Peter's Hospital and said people have little confidence in the consultation, which ended in early April. Analysis of the consultation, which received feedback from more than 5,000 people, will be conducted in May. A decision on future changes will then be made in July by the Mid and South Essex Integrated Care Board. Sir John said, "I am pleased to learn that so many of my constituents have responded to the consultation either directly or via my own survey. I have no doubt that this will show the overwhelming level of opposition locally to the possible closure of St Peter's and loss of medical services from the town. However, while we await its findings, I believe that the consultation was flawed and that the proposals take no account of important factors such as the large increase in the local population and the geographical remoteness of many villages in the district. I believe that there needs to be a full, independent examination of the future provision of medical services in the Maldon district and will continue to press for this to be established before any decisions are taken." Sir John and Witham MP Dame Priti Patel met with the Save Maldon's Medical Services campaign earlier this month and will be meeting the group again in 3 weeks' time. Sir John said, "I will continue to work with the group to explore how we can continue to demonstrate the strength of feeling across the Maldon district and beyond." John Whittingdale has also met with GPs and staff at Longfield Medical Centre to discuss primary care provision in Maldon. Dr. Brian Balmer and Dr. James Booth of the Essex Local Medical Committee and Dan Doherty of the NHS Alliance for Mid-Essex also attended. Sir John said, "I was pleased to have the opportunity to discuss with the practice the pressures on GPs both nationally and specifically in Maldon. I recognise the problems of recruiting and retaining GPs, which is a national problem, but which has been especially acute in Maldon. There are 65 more full-time equivalent GPs in Mid and South Essex than 4 years ago, and the new medical school in Chelmsford is training more. However, the steady increase in demand and expectations on GPs is making it harder to keep them in primary care in the NHS, and I will raise this with the Minister for Health." The meeting also discussed the difficulties patients had experienced in obtaining appointments at the medical centre. Sir John added, "I understand the frustration felt by my constituents at the difficulties they have experienced in obtaining an appointment with a doctor and in using the new appointment system. However, I am concerned to learn that some members of staff have been subjected to unacceptable abuse. I am very much aware that with 17,000 patients on the practice list, there are huge pressures on the staff, which they are working hard to meet, and any abuse is totally unacceptable. I understand that the new system has made it possible to make more appointments available, and I very much welcome the further changes to the booking system, which have just been announced. I hope that the daily release of more appointments at 1 p.m. each day, as well as the ability for those without internet access to book through reception, will make it easier for those needing an appointment to obtain one."